Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Yes, I do follow news when it comes to Meghan specifically, because I think she's got style, I think she's got class, and I think she is just awesome. So it's not so much about the royal family, is that I have so much respect for her as a person standing by her principles and her values.
This is Marlene Bethlehem. Yes, I do. I have always had an interest in the royal family, and I was a great admirer of Princess Diana, especially the work that she had done in banning of landmines.
Hi, my name is Ricardo. I don't follow the news about the British family. I actually don't follow the news much, actually.
I'm actually ashamed to admit that I do, and I have been following it. And I am pretty disgusted with the whole thing, quite honestly. Just feel there are so many more worthy causes that we could be looking at and dealing with. And to listen to two spoiled people talking about being bullied really irritates me. However, I am rather hooked.
My name is Edgar, and yes, I do follow the news about the British family or the royal family.
I do follow, however, I would not say that I take it seriously. I follow it just from an entertainment point of view.
I'm not really following this whole Mexit. I am following the health of Prince Philip, following what the Queen does. I'm following what Prince Charles does.
I'm Rolene Marks. I'm a royalist. I do follow news about the British royal family and Brexit. However, I will not be watching the Oprah 2-hour Game of Moans wine-a-thon, especially not in the middle of a pandemic when so many people have lost so much. We don't need billionaires lecturing to us or whining and complaining how hard done they are.
Yes, very interested to see what she said to Oprah, but somehow I don't see myself staying up till 4 a.m. in the morning to do it, and I'll put in a recorder and catch the news later.
Sipamandla Ndlovu here. I really don't care. I'm not even informed about what they're doing, how they do it, what they're doing. You know, for me, it's just like, whatever, you know.
Normally, I don't follow any news of the British royal family, including Meghan and Harry, but I will be watching tomorrow evening the interview with Oprah.
This is Andrea Simintov in Jerusalem. Nope, do not follow the news about the royal family, and I do not follow the news about Mexit.
Susan, and I do not follow the royal family.
Mexit, Schmexit. That chick from Suits and what's that guy's name? Harry. Couldn't give a continental.
No, I don't follow news or updates about them because I feel that it is of no interest to me.
Hey, my name is Nick, and no, I have no interest in following the royal family whatsoever. Or Megxit.
I think it's going to make for a really good mini-series in about 10 or 20 or 30 years' time, but I don't make a special effort whatsoever to follow the royal family or Megxit.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I don't follow the news about the British royal family, to be honest, yeah.
Hi, my name is Maya, and my grandmother Wendy showed me a newspaper article about Meghan leaving the royals, so yeah, I kind of do follow up on Meghan Markle.
No, I certainly am not interested in Mexit and what's his face and what's her face. Very little actually interests me less than that.
My name is Adina, and I am very a big fan of Meghan Markle, so I do follow the news about Mexit and the British royal family.
My name's Carol. I'm not an avid follower of the British royal family and Mexit, but from time to time I do read on what's happening.
Hi, I'm Shalom. I do follow the British royal family just because they're all so fascinating, and I love seeing how the concept of a royal family fits into like the modern context.
Normally I don't follow any news of the British royal family, but I will be watching tomorrow evening.
Yes, I do follow the news, but unfortunately not so much of the British royal family.